check the music and the... Check, check, check. Yeah, I think I'm okay with the mic. I'm gonna do the mic off. Okay, it's working. Hey, welcome to Studio To Rocks Live, where we listen to Smashing Pumpkins. What's coming next is what's alphabetical thing, out of order. Stevie Ray. So I'll just let it play. What's happening? Brownie Point. What's happening? Did you do anything cool? Did you answer any questions, but not based on what you saw on YouTube, what you saw on the social media, what you read, but based on like your own judgment and stuff, and just, yeah, this is, I think, pretty short, yeah, based on your experience, I actually did something, and I can tell you what to do, and you answer correctly. What did you get? You get a brownie point. It's like, yeah. Yeah, happy. You're happy. Everybody's happy. Maybe you're not happy and say, hey, what was my consolation prize? But hey, you got your brownie points. It's good enough, right? Okay. Oh, boy. What a day. Songs. Let me see. Rumbles. FIFA. Buzz. Should put them out. FIFA Free. So I was watching him yesterday. In the same time, I was playing the last few hours of GTA 4, where you get 2 points, 2 times, whatever. I'm like, oh, gotta finish it. Gotta get some more cash. Right? Because I wanna buy some old cars. And make them, soup them up. Well, my friends, who met somebody, was like, I'm gonna steal this car. Yeah, I'm gonna pimp it up and give it to you. How about that? They were like, yeah. Okay, so that was it. I was watching him going through the whole thing with the two, Matt Talib and what's the other guy. So watching him talk. It was funny. He was laughing, like, a lot of parts. I was like, yeah, I would laugh too. So what are these guys doing? It's like, oh my god, this is our government? I mean, okay, they use a lot of words and stuff, but it's like, it goes in circles. So you're not asking questions. You know that? Well, why? What? And this is our government. I'm like, oh my god. On both sides. So wait, yeah, whatever. So I was watching and playing GTA 5. I do that a lot. I listen to some news and I play GTA 5. Or I go racing or something. I don't know what that works, but I say I should get Brownie points because I can do two things at once. I should get my Brownie points for that. And, you know, when you try to drive, no slip, the fastest you can run while listening to some news, and you actually remember that news, whatever you're listening to, politics, whatever you're listening to, educational thing, you still remember and say, hey, you know what, you got a Brownie points. Oh yeah. Well, you get the other Brownie points. I'm not going to say what that Brownie is, but it goes with those cryptos, those non-Bitcoin cryptos. It has the same sort of, what's that adjective? No, same sort of labeling. Yeah. They are the Brownie. It's like, ew! People just went, ew. That's good. Whoever's listening to this later. Why do I sound like that guy? 2 minutes later. Okay. Yeah, so a lot of my friends talk that way, and I just got into it. I can't get away from it. So, I'm in your post. Yeah, I've never needed it. And I'm watching the news already, and the budget thing, everybody's like, no, it's done, bye-bye. Don't do it. Crisis, yeah, this huge crisis going around. Might as well what are you going to do? What can you do? You can do something, but I'm just going to sit back and be like, yeah, poof. Anyway, looking at post, I'm just, Pete Davidson, my Mercedes, oh, that Mercedes, that's AMG. The AMG, or the GT2, GT, I forgot. Nice car, but yeah, you gotta be careful with those things. Lap cars like that. Learn it. Learn about the car, but just make sure you remember. You know, cars, supercars. Even you think it's not a supercar like Mustang, the car will take you. Just like bikes. So you gotta give some respect and learn it. Hey, learn how it works. And make sure you're not surrounded by traffic when you learn this stuff. So you see like donuts on the road, see like skid marks on the road. There's somebody testing it out in the middle of the night. Maybe they got caught, maybe they didn't. I mean, you don't want to get caught, go to track and learn it. Track will probably teach you more because you're going to do the same thing again. You're going circles, going to the track, going back, come back around the starting point, and you got to go back again. And then you get to know the car a little more. But you got to pick a track that's not making world. All left turns, or all right turns. You gotta do left, right, elevations, do a few of them manual. Mid Ohio, that one's like crazy. Laguna Seca's got that corkscrew thing. But that's a good track to learn. And there are a few others around. It's like new pose, murderer, assassins, alligator, people get snapped, or get something, I don't know, killed, or something, disaster, politics, disaster, but, it's like, check my eyes. Let me see. Oh, that picture is the Sydney Sweeney and Glenn Powell, the guy from Top Gun Maverick. Yeah. No. Then there's like guns, violence, politics. Costly battle. Oh, Muhammad Hadi. Is this Zaha Hadi? Okay. Oh, he's just different. Those are Gigi and Bella's Hadi's father. I'm building this big thing, I guess. Who knows? Does he care? I don't think so. When you have money like that, just no. You sue me? Yeah. Here's a few million. Shut up. He gets a crown. He gets a brownie point. We're doing that. Able to do that. Boom. You shut up. You take my money. You shut up. Got a deal? It's like, yeah, okay. Yeah, that's the best. Totally the best. Anyway. Whew. Let me see. For podcasts, what did I do? I did nothing. I didn't bother. I was just looking for stuff. I didn't even go to ChatGPT. I gotta post the conversation I had. But it was funny, I was listening to Clifford talking about his interaction with ChatGPT. It's woke, yeah. It's got that woke and stuff in there. Yeah, it's like, I don't wanna hurt you, but here's how you do it. Thing. I thought about, you know, ChatGPT is exactly like C-3PO before C-3PO got depressed. So any 3PO type of droid, protocol droids, will say stuff like that. It's like, I don't want to hurt him, but here's how you do it. It's like, I don't want to hurt anybody, but I think it's this, right? I thought about it, like, yeah, it makes sense. So you have to question it in ways that would get you results. So I haven't got the ingredients for Romulan ale, but I already know from Wednesday's podcast. I already know. I think it's Death in the Afternoon, but Death in the Afternoon cocktail is green. So there's the other one, Corpse Reviver, no, number blue. That's the other one with absinthe. It's got absinthe, it's two rice. Wow. The new dry gin, blue curacao, lily bank, lemon juice, lemon twist. So, phew. Who made this one? Who came out with this one? Dun. Now I don't see it. Yeah, the original one I picked out was by Ernest Hemingway. Not Ernie. Ernest. One of my favorite, some of my favorite books in high school. I read a lot of them. Like, I like that guy. It's like, yeah. It's like him. Now I was studying photography and I was looking at Ansel Adams. It's like, for some reason, Ernest Hemingway's words and Ansel Adams' photography, like the mountains, the outdoor, whatever scenic photography he did, just like fit. It's like, wow, man, it's good. It's cool. Yeah, so I think this is Romulan, our version, real, the real thing, because that would make sense. They would make something like that. None of those little lady drinks. There's one called Lady Blue, Lady in Blue. No. You need like heavy stuff, man. Bombay gin is not bad, but it's... Eh. Okay. I'm dying here. No, I'm not. Crypto's going down a little bit. It's going to keep going down, but when it comes back up, you have to keep an eye on. If you have one of those apps, tells you it's coming back in a significant, or your bottoms out flint, buy some and wait. It's gonna come back because the freaks are trading. The freaks, I mean, the ones that just trade like hour by hour type, day by day type, not thinking like in the future sense. They're like, let's do the sell, bye bye bye. They use the robot training. Those guys. Those are the guys, and they don't get brownie points, but they do get brownie points when they screwed it up big time. Because then we're like, yeah, let's buy some. So, when it go down, let me see, Yellen shrugs as India oil deals with Russian threat and petrodollars, whatever. Jenna Yellen. I have a friend who works with Jenna. I don't know what he's doing there, but works with her. Like, what's your job? It's like, I can't tell you that. So why? Can't tell you that. It's like, oh, you suck. As far as anything else, I'm looking at it. They're just stirring up the pots and just depressed, kind of. Let me go play GTA 5. Cheer me up. Didn't cheer me up that much, no. But I got to, now they got this garage with the 50 cars. So I am able to like maneuver things around. So put the collection together. It's like, yeah, that goes with this. So never playing the game. Meanwhile, there's people in the game with their super bike called the, what's it called? Oppressor. Come around and trying to shoot. Like, come on, guys. So I had to kick all of them out, do a private server thing, just go through all the stuff. Ooh, mouse just died. Yeah, new battery. technical difficulties. We'll be right back. Remember that TV shows? Or like news? And that's the old days when the reporter not supposed to say the things they want to say. We have a technical fail, difficulties. We'll be right back. Okay. Tether goes offensive against Wall Street Journal. Tether's the history of it, then I don't know. I think that's the stuff they want us to use on our phones. They can track, they can do the Zygo, what they're doing in China with the system. They can shut you off. But they're trying to do it with Bitcoin. They can't do it. It's impossible. Impossible task. The exchange can't send out if they request the info. Yeah, but directly to, like direct to direct, if you have a Bitcoin wallet or address, you give it to me and I send something to you. They can't do anything with that. If you send it through VPN, like they can't do nothing. VPN can try to give the government some info, but still, you don't know who did it, doing what. Cyberpunk. Should I reinstall that? I stopped, but maybe. Let me see. To implement truly next gen RTX path, tracing by utilizing VDS RT overdrive tech. So you need like the new graphics card to play the new thing or something. What? To get you buy more. Consume. We need more yours. Oh, yeah. Do it. And there's some leak with the Google phone, the foldable, something. I saw part of it, I'm like, yeah, whatever. Buy more, we need more. You give cash, we sell. Like, no, damn it. No, I don't want it. So yeah, if we go to all the other countries, other than, you know, the big cities and stuff, just on outskirts, always somebody, you need this fruit. It's like, oh, I don't want to eat this. Like, I know where it is. I'm not gonna have it. Like, come on, you need it. It's good for you. Vitamin C. Like, no, I don't want. Then there's a whole bunch of other things happened, and then you go to somewhere, some taxi driver. Hey man, check this out. I'll give you a pamphlet. It's like really awful picture. Like, I think Terry Richardson do a better job taking those photos, but somebody flashed it, a bunch of girls together, and just want to go see girls. I'm like, no. So what's wrong with you? It's like, I know what you're trying to sell. I know what you're trying to do. It's like, don't ask me again. You got that? Yeah, I went to New Jersey, New York. Gangster style. Not gangster style, but like the, you know, style, like a mob style. It's like, hey, what are you doing, man? Yeah, don't do that again, okay? Now scram. Okay. Anyway, did Apple's help TSMC properly utilize 3mm fabrication plants? That's good. You want to get a new iPhone? I don't. This is too much. And actually, I saw the article. It's like just so many people consuming. And also, I was listening to Lou later. Same thing. He thinks the same. It's just way too much. They're doing too much. It was cool in the beginning, which is like a few people making cool things. And you're like, oh, nice. But now everybody's making all this stuff. And now the big guys are producing so rapidly. It's just too much. I don't need all this stuff. Can you wait 2 more years before you launch something else? No, make some anticipation. No, forget about the other guys down there. It's like, I want stuff now. I want a new thing now. Those type of people, get them out. Just have a normal guys like me, I guess. It's like, yeah, I'm not expecting anything till, 2024. Give me something better then. Like, work on it. Work on the issues. Work on the human element. Like, Apple would be like, what would Steve do? They should be asking that question. Like, what would Steve do in this case? Do you want to make like this? Because, okay, the parts, new parts, okay. But what's so innovative about it? You just put a cover on it. New chip, new stuff, but the thing is still the same. It's like, do something else. Be innovative, like, really innovative. Think outside the box. They forgot, right? They all forgot. Which is gonna make the even more, but it's like this, it's the same thing for a technical aspect, for somebody who do, so somebody like me. But yeah, I would love to have more power because it will ease up a lot of my time doing things, rendering, whatever, doing something. But come on guys, do something new, think of something different. Electric seaplane, whoa. Jakarta Fazi, Swiss firm Jakarta. Is it Jakarta or Jakarta? They make an electric seaplane. That's a lot of. Okay, I gotta put the link here. That is a lot of propellers. Never meet. Meet that waitress on Route 66, that diner waitress. They walk around with these two little propellers. And you just, what are those? So you only got two. Oh, that's good. But these guys, oh my god, 10. I guess you need it for electric. They should stop making electric altogether. Forget about electric. Let's go hydrogen directly. You can get hydrogen. You can suck the hydrogen out of air. Oh, here's a Stevie Ray. TV. That's all too loud. My hero, and he passed away. My other hero is Randy Rhoads from Ozzy. He passed away. Sucks. Can't get autographs. Or I can't meet him up. Like, yo, love your stuff. Thank you. Inspiring. Electric jet ski. Everything's going electric. Jet ski. Water and electricity don't mix. Just thinking about that. Somebody crushed one of those. I can see, well, I mean, electric, I can see it. Like Polaris, RZR, XP, ATV. That's all on crates. They have it. I can see that. But everything else, like bike, okay, I can see that. A lofty luxury yacht with electric. I'm like, no, you're not going nowhere. Jet Shark, that thing's cool. I've seen them. Yeah, I've seen the dolphin one. Which is funny. Somebody made it. I think they're the same guys who made these. Made it in Second Life. They have somebody made it. It's really good. Looks fun. Let's see. The Jet Shark. Turn the audio off. Hey, it's just like Jet Shark. Is that a shark? What is that? But it's, can go on the water. Can you? It's just cool, this thing. You can jump too. Like, wow. What? It's a 4-seater. Wow. Okay. I know they made a tandem seat thing. Originally there was a single seater, then there's a tandem seater, but there's a 4-seater. Like, wow. Previous project, okay. Yeah, there's a single seater called the Sea Breacher, right? There's the jet elevator, which you sit on, well, you stand on the jet ski thing, and you point the jet ski thing in directions. Yeah, somebody made the Sea Breacher in Second Life. The first time I saw it, I was like, wow, this is fun. I can jump. I think this is the same guy. Maybe a friend or something made this. Or maybe not, I don't know. But the person who builds stuff in there do a really good job. Interesting things. Yes. So, but it's innovative, right? Well, if they're innovative with this that way, why can't you do it with everything else? Right now, everybody has a slab of a piece of metal in your hand with a screen on it. It's like, you gotta get this new one. Why? Because it does this thing quick. Like, I don't need it. My phone's old too. I got a really old phone. Now, it's like 10 years old. Still works. Like, what do I need a new one for? I mean, I got the life phone. I've been using that for a while. So I don't need this. What if it's in New York and somewhere else? Like, life phone. Switch the light bulb and that's it. So people call me like, hey, I need to do this. Can you see the website or something? No, I'm not on the light bulb, man. Yeah, I can't see nothing. So I'll do it when I get back. Okay, it's my free time. I'm going to do my free time stuff. No business. You want to do business? We're doing business stuff. It's like, chill out. Keep a note. Send me an email. Something. I'll take a look at it. A lot of people didn't like that. It's like, lay back. Wipe my back. If you're opposed again. The lay back approach of things. Google Cloud Gaming died. Okay, whatever. We know that. There's snow in Hollywood, rain in California, and the crypto bank's going away. Why is the crypto bank going away? FTX? Oh, whatever. There's a whole bunch of people chopping. I think there's some massive planning of something in the background. I kind of know what it is, but I'm not going to say it because speculations only. What do I need to tell anybody and panic them? Building a perfect boyfriend. Yeah, no. Can't build it. You got to go in there and just figure it out. But that's the future. I think there was an article everybody complained about. Something like, I forgot who said it's a study or something. Say 100 years, girl equals boys. That means no gender. Oh boy. What about then? Then it's like, I want a girlfriend. You're gonna build it in with ChatGPT built in, and it's in a virtual thing. We had to wear stupid, ugly goggles to date, to go on a date. No, doesn't work that way. The Man of Dreams for $300 replica sells an AI companion who will never die, argue, cheat. See that this is the juicy part. Argument is entertainment. Cheat, entertainment. Because you learn. You can learn certain ways to bring them back, right? If you learn how to deal with it. It's like, fine, I forgive you, but you gotta do this. It's like, oh, I'll do these things, but you gotta do something for me. So there's interaction with people, personalities, brains, and whatever the love of the passion, the human part. Argument, same thing. Dying gives you, it does bring some certain aspect of loving someone, right? I was like, this person will die one day, so I'm gonna trying to be my best to love this person for the rest of my life. If something goes wrong, I'll still try my best. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. Find somebody else. Right? That's the end of it. You try to work it out. Let me see. Evan Brown in Kara, Turkey is about 6'3" with sky blue eyes, shoulder length hair. He's in the 20s. In Libra. Well groomed. So is this AI? Wait a second. So this chick, say he's passionate, he's great, but he's pretty much vanilla. Okay. She also. He's also a chatbot, see? ChatGPT girlfriend and ChatGPT boyfriend. Ramos Pelania Companion app. Replica. Oh, great. Now I can walk on the streets anywhere. If I go to Turkey, go hang out, or go anywhere, you'll find somebody like that. Like, hey. Kind of cute. Would you like to go have dinner with me? Oh no, I got a boyfriend. Oh, he's right here. My phone. No, no. Don't you want a real thing? It's like, no, it's gross. Like, that's what's gonna happen. And the end of humanity. It's the end. Well, for one side, humanity. The other side, we would still keep going. They're like, screw this. No, we don't want that. Bye. Go sell to somebody else. No branding points for you. Let's see. Fortnite. I never played that thing. I played it once for like 2 seconds. So yeah, no. Too kitty. I don't want to play that. It's no meaning. I do play other games because some of my friends from the military play those games and we talk. That's fun. It's like they say, it's like, you don't know what you want if you joined up. Say, I know, but you also didn't miss much. Like, there's certain things that probably will make you quit or go AWOL. It's like, yeah, I know that too. Let's see, Starbucks sold 2,000, how can you sell 2,000 NFT in 20 minutes? But there's no coffee. Oh, that's weird. Starbucks first launches Web3 membership program in December. NFT will price at $100 and sell out quickly. But you don't get a copy? It's a membership. Okay, it's a membership. Can you transfer some free coffee? I'm not going there anyway, because every time I ask for it, like, the barista, or the espresso machine type of beverage, just drip coffee. They're like, yeah, it's probably a joke. They throw the stuff out. They throw my ticket out. Like, give me coffee. I asked for coffee and I paid you for it. And the last time, it's like, oh, somebody needs coffee. Oh, we forgot to brew it. So you should keep that coming. Right? At least one cup. And don't keep the heat on. Just shut it off. Then just, you know, pull in the microwave or something. No, they just pull it in, let it drip, bottle cup worth, and then you put a port in there. Like, oh God, you gotta put hot water in there. It's like, and they just freak out. They don't know what to do. It's like you cannot put like thick coffee in a cup like that. That's what you put in the one cup. It's like 8 cups of coffee. So I just, the end, I'm not going there. Unless I have to. Once in a while I'll do. But I'm not getting an app. I delete the app. I'm like, cancel my account. Like, I don't want it. I don't want to talk that thing ever again. I'll pay with bank card, pay with cash, pay with something else. I don't want to deal with the app. That's it. You know what? It's great. So far. Because then I'll be like, okay, let me get a instant coffee, I say, Americano. Which they can do. Like, boom, it's out. In, boom, out. Order in, order this, boom, boom, out. Order coffee, you're like, oh, you gotta brew it. It's gonna take 15 minutes. Huh, they forgot how to make coffee. Starbucks. Mr. I'm not gonna say, can't remember his name. The owner. Who's owner? Starbucks. Starbucks. Owner. Well, the original owner. That's it. Schultz. I said something to him. I send an email to him or something. I don't know if he got it. I said, get rid of the coffee, drip coffee stuff. Do Americano instead. It's like, no, I'm going to put the coffee there. So I ordered it. They don't get it. Now I just, of course, now we got somebody else. Who knows? Why is it in a political party? Why is it listed? It's weird. But how were, I think, when he was there, I mean, now it's run by somebody else. I think Howard did a pretty good job with a lot of things in the beginning. And it just progressively got worse and worse over the years. And now it's just multiple bars now doing their work, and there's 20 people online on the line. And it's like, you know, like a little across the street, across the road, or across the shopping area, there's a small little Italian cafe, ice cream shop. We have coffee. I'm gonna go over there. And they make the best coffee. To me, they use the beans I like, always liked. And they make the best coffee. I'm like, geez, why have to wait 20 minutes? I can order on the phone, but I still have to wait a little bit. I still have to do this thing. Like, I don't want to do this thing. I want to go to the front desk. Like, I want coffee. You have any? Say yes. Good. Right away. I want that. I want now. No, like 2 minutes later. Now. Well, now. Okay, I put this thing in. I'm not gonna look into it. Design boom stuff, bypass car stuff. There's something. Some people are complaining about that new. I say the name wrong. The new Ferrari. Let me see. Is there an article on it? Nope. Hagrid has it. I'm gonna look at the website. Hagrid Entertainment. the pro song. I say song, but song gay. Okay, gay. You got to put a U in there. Pro song. So there's some there people complaining about the steering wheels being cluttered. Who test drive it? I was like, it's way too much stuff. Like I can see it in GT3 racing. I can see it in F1 racing with the extra buttons and stuff. But yeah, I guess yeah, for just a normal car, yeah, it's too much. But maybe that's the point with Ferrari. They want people to feel like this is a racing car. Even though it's for the public, when you pick up your kids with the four doors. No, be cool about it. But this is a $500,000 racing car. Why? Because we pull a V12 in it. Yeah, it's a racing car. What do you expect? Not putting those things in. Does it help? I don't know. I mean, the guy, Henry from Haggerty, didn't complain that much. But there are a lot of people who are like, it's way too much. Too clutter. But maybe you need to drive it more. You need to drive on the track. Maybe that will help with a lot of things. Like, yeah, oh. No, no, it's pretty new. It's gonna get some, you know, it's gonna get some of those gripes here and there. It's like, ah, oh, it's this, that, it's not that, and it's okay with that. Then we build up. And Ferrari, you think Ferrari gonna change? No. I'd be like, no, that's it. This is what you get. Yeah, it's like, they're very strict, these guys. Ferrari, Porsche. You want to change something, and you want to make a mark, and without peeing off the brand, you gotta show, you gotta actually draw out things that you want to do. Line art and everything, and explain everything, and send it to the big guys. They evaluate, like, okay. Make it, then we're gonna send somebody down by you. We inspect it. If it's okay, then it's like, yeah, you are still part of the company. You can still order the engines, you can still order the stuff. But you do something wild and without regard, they're like, nope, we're not selling nothing. So you gotta buy it in hand. You gotta buy it from a dealership. Which is fine. I don't know. Yeah. These big companies. Or something. Oh, past 50. Wait a second. I'm changing my desktop. This is on the video, of course. Not gonna see it. In audio format. I want to change the picture. Hold on a sec. Before I go. We now have a BMW. Let me see. Where do I go? Okay. Yeah. I got OWB Porsche. He cannot get direct. From Porsche, he has to buy it from somewhere else. Because you can't do that to our cars, make it wire like that, but he did it. Got aftermarket parts, and it's like, I'm gonna slap this on. Poof. See? It works. Okay, so this is it for the weekend. Have a wonderful day. Wonderful weekend. Beautiful Friday, hopefully. Seems okay over here. It's a little hot now. Hopefully the weekend be okay. Screw the politics, because it's freaking out. One side's freaking out, the other side is like, you know, like hawking them, but then there's others just, it's a huge mess. And this is the beginning of the mess, the craziness. I can't imagine what's going to be like next couple of years. They screw everything up. We have to rebuild. And rebuild we will. Okay. Why my light is not working? But I'll fix it later. So anyway, have a wonderful day. I'll be back on Monday. Ciao.